Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence. WWBX HD2 Boston.
LB is probably going to be one of those people who lives forever.
Lyndon Byers.
Time flies when you're hammered.
Sports director.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go when I wake up.
A man barely alive.
I have a bad back. I have two hip replacements. Mm-hmm. I'm mentally ill.
Gentlemen and Danielle, we can rebuild him.
If I don't make it, I don't frickin' make it.
We have the technology.
Yeah, I thought LB was dead, but apparently he's not.
We have the ability to make him better.
Trying to convince the world out there that I can't get a hard penis?
Stronger.
What do you want me to do, push-ups?
More lucid than ever before.
I understand that I talk like I sound like I'm asleep.
But we can't do anything about his small junk.
And Moose Knuckle lives.
And now,
bringing the ship back.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Please, someone get some lubricant.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
I feel like they're touching my brain.
You can also listen on Amazon Echo by asking to play WAAF.
Bezos!
This.
Welcome to our inflatable calling.
Is.
Bad, bad stuff.
The Hill Man Morning Show.
Does that cost any money or.
Geez, does that cost any money? Are you really asking that question?
Welcome to your show.
Me, it's not good at all.
Come on, the best shows are the ones that go off the rails, guy.
What I know is that it's wrong, and the person or people who did this are responsible.
Now we're on to just sex toys in general.
With your host.
I don't think you should have a job, period.
Former male stripper.
Greg Hill is a male stripper.
Greg Hill.
Don't tell Hill about the orgy.
He's kind of like an older uncle.
Hey, I'm Captain Bandwagon.
That is a Bostonian.
Where's Lucid Lindy?
Literally no one cares.
Former Boston Bruin.
I mean, I was with 20 naked guys every day.
Lyndon Byers on sports.
Sometimes probably had too many beers.
You know, not for nothing. I just, you know, again, you know, to be honest, you can all kiss my ass.
Yacht rock enthusiast Danielle Murr with news.
I don't want to put my lips on this thing.
Chill out yourself.
Now, do you prefer the cranberry sauce in the can?
Danielle, next intro, right there.
And poultry-loving nerd, Mike Shue.
I was pelted with delicious fried chicken, a dream I've often had.
Have you, I don't know if it's boofed or boofed.
Shue, you're a little bit paranoid anyway.
I'd love to see you in assless chaps.
These people gotta get a life.
It's the Hill Man Morning Show.
A new low.
And there's all kinds of sexual tension.
I just love you guys. You're all like smartasses.
It's Boston Sports Hardo.
I hold all the cards now. And that feels so good.
Welcome to Titletown, everybody.
They're all arrogant.
Well, let's go have some lunch, okay?
Let's go. Let's make it a big party. Come on out here. We'll have a good time because there's no business like home business.
Happy Indigenous People Day. What are they celebrating in Indigenous People, Ohio? Are they celebrating Indigenous People Day or are they celebrating Columbus Day in that city, which is named after the man who is, I guess, still credited with discovering America, but some say it was Leif Erikson.
You know how that goes. The Viking.
Right, LB. Listen.
He hit Newfoundland and then he hit America.
If you were not a Canadian hockey player, I think you would have been a Viking. That's right up your alley. You're kind of a Viking kind of a guy.
You got that right.
Well, if you'd like to be on the show this morning, if you're up and at it early this morning because you're like us, and your motto is no days off, except for shoe. If you're working today and you want to be on the show, you could call on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 617-931-1223, or you can text anytime this morning on the text line, which is 97107.
Deandra, you and I got to get on this Friday kick.
Wait a minute.
The Friday. Shoe's starting to take the Fridays.
I got a couple coming up.
Hold on a second. A texter says I'm like a month behind, and it's actually Veterans Day.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't know if you were making some kind of joke. What is wrong with me?
It's complete. Hold on. Can we just acknowledge a complete and utter senior citizen old man moment right there?
We can, LB.
When I woke up this morning, the whole morning I thought it was Columbus Day.
Wow.
And it turns out it's Veterans. Yesterday was Veterans Day. Today is the day in which we observe Veterans Day.
You know you're the ultimate boss when you can say anything.
And nobody says
anything. And no one corrects you.
Right.
Well, I thought it was leading to some kind of joke.
It's Columbus Day.
Yeah. I was waiting.
No, there was no joke.
I was like, did they rename a town Indigenous People, Ohio? I'm like, I got to look that up. Wow. What a buffoon. I wasn't paying attention this weekend.
Here's a 508 text that says, when I saw Bubs Edelman leave the field yesterday, I thought of you, Greg Hill. And it turns out that Bubs, it appears, is A-OK. The rest of the New England Patriots, especially the defense, not A-OK.
Oh, my God. The injuries yesterday were ridiculous.
I don't mean that. I mean their ability to win football games. But, well, I'm sure we'll discuss that throughout the morning and the sports coming up in just about 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, we talked about this ad nauseum, Greg.
Oh, sorry, Bill. We won't talk about it ad nauseum. Here's a text that says old man moment number two. You just gave out the old phone number. Oh, I'm going to go home. I'm just going to go home.
There's got to be something. I don't know if it's some weird new moon thing or Mercury. Mercury's not in retrograde yet. But I had a lot of electronic issues on the way into work with my vehicle. My dash cam wouldn't work. And then when I got in here this morning, we're having a lot of computer problems in the other office. I think something is wonky.
Alien invasion. There's an alien invasion underway, and they're coming to us on a holiday. That's the day that they're going to come get us when everybody's mailing it in on a holiday.
Yeah.
All right, let me give the actual legitimate news studio number out. New Framingham Ford studio line is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. And today's weather, it is going to be sunny for the early part of the day today. However, rain is moving in tonight, and inland, it may end up mixing with sleet or snow.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
And there's actually snow in the forecast for Thursday into Friday as well. So current temperature here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, a mere 31 degrees. Mm. Winter has arrived, my friends. This is Chris on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Greg, you have me all confused this morning. Columbus Day. And then you talked about, you gave out the phone number, and the phone number was 931-1223.
Yep.
That confused me.
Yep.
And Mr. Hsu, I have one request for the intros. Could you please not put police sirens in them? Because every morning you scare the crap out of me when I'm racing to work.
Hey, got to wake you up somehow, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Stay alert.
Head on a swivel, kid.
That's right.
There have been several text messages from people who are woken up out of a sound sleep while driving by the police siren.
I save lives, buddy. That's my job.
Yeah, right.
Well, not really. Glad I can help.
Here's a text that says, Greg, aren't you so glad that you didn't spend a buttload of money to go to Smashville over the weekend? Yes,
seriously.
That did cross my mind. All right, well, we got lots to talk about when it comes to your New England Patriots and lots to get to on today's show, including at 7:05 this morning, today's Nation of Pussies report. If you run into an old friend today, what you should absolutely not say as a greeting. We will discuss that at 7. At 7:20, can an especially well-endowed man be sued by an ex-girlfriend for trauma asking for a friend?
Not really.
And then 7:30, Monday's Mutt. We'll have a dog in here who's looking for a forever home. And at 8:10, we are going to go inside the simple male mind with the help of LB. And at 8:30 on today's show, for the ladies, the Irish Hurlers will visit us for their annual in-studio visit.
Nice.
And you ladies seem to get all worked up over their Irish accents.
So. There is a particular feature of this Irish hurler I think the ladies would definitely be attracted to.
Really?
Yes. It's something he does here in the United States.
All right. Yes. Well, that's about 8:30 on today's show. And we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. So leave one of those right now on the no-show by the New England Patriots defense and most of the offense as well in Nashville yesterday. Or any other topic, Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. And coming up next, why local Satan worshipers have their red-horned panties in a bunch over something that is on Netflix. Also, we will find out how the largest sex robot party ever went over the weekend. And and finally, the Magic 8 Ball is getting the moment in the sun that it deserves. And we'll get to all of that and today's news coming up next on the Monday Hillman Morning Show. An update on the condition of Joe Perry of Aerosmith coming up during the news in just a few moments on the Veterans Day Hillman Morning Show. Not the Columbus Day Hillman Morning Show, as I said at the start of the show. I got a text during the break, which I completely forgot about this moment on the program last week, but a texter is suggesting that Scott from Weymouth jinxed the Patriots last week when he said that they would never lose another game for the rest of the season. And I forgot about that. And I think that may be reason enough to ban Scott from the show. Maybe.
I think you're giving him way too much credit.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. I mean, for the ban. I just don't think he has that much power.
Hey, listen, you know what? I was kind of, as much as I was unhappy that the Patriots lost, but it was nice that Mike Vrabel pulled it out and beat his mentor. I mean, it's not like the Patriots are not going to the playoffs. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. They're they're 7-3. They're second in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think
what's the big deal?
I think there.
I thought it was a nice stepping stone for Vrabel and taking over a program that sucked for ever before he got there.
I mean, I think a lot of us suspected that Captain Hometown over there would say that. I think the I think that they don't look good, and I think that they on the road they look horrendous. And I think that if you're in the position you're in right now, it's at 7-3. Chances are you have to play a road playoff game, and you're a team that has been absolutely embarrassed by Detroit and now by Tennessee on the road.
Yeah,
and
so, that's classic.
What?
Well, your attitude and the fact that they have no running. They're 7-3 with no running game. the whole team's banged up. Their O-line is they're using like third string dudes. The DBs have played awful, and they're 7-3.
Right. Well,
so what's the downside? They finish 11-5.
Oh, what is?
And get the bye.
Why are you so argumentative on a Monday morning?
No, I'm not argumentative. I was listening to all the people that were losing their minds that the Patriots now suck, allegedly.
So Vrabel coaches the Titans?
Yes.
And then who coaches the Lions?
That's Matt Patricia.
So we can take comfort in the fact that these were both students of Belichick.
Well, yes, that
I'm
is
just
the,
trying to be positive.
That is the Bills coaching tree, as they as they like to call it in the NFL.
Yeah, we talked about this ad nauseum, Greg.
Okay, yeah, sorry, Bill. let's see. Shut LB up.
Why?
Tom Brady has one touchdown in three games. Now would be the time to start to panic.
Oh, we're there again, are we? Trade Brady.
Are
we
panicking?
Yeah, he is old.
Please let LB know. 508 text. The Patriots are third in the AFC.
People, enough with like the cliff thing. Our Patriots are going to be fine. We're going to the playoffs. Do you just take a step back and ask yourself, do you believe Tom Brady is going to suck for the rest of the year? Is that where we're at again? Trade Brady. Brady's done. He's old.
Some people believe there are people who believe that they are witnessing the demise of Bestie, that it was right in front of their eyes yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you're a pink hat if that's your thought process, and you don't look at the injuries and you don't look at the fact that they have nobody to run the ball. So all Tom Brady at 41 years old can do is drop back behind a line that can't block squat. It's amazing.
Well, now when you're saying that they have a line that can't block squat, wouldn't that be an issue to be worried about going forward?
Yes, and that's Bill Belichick's issue, not Tom Brady's issue.
Well, no, who said it was? I mean, that's the whole entire discussion is about being concerned about the Patriots. You're saying there's no concern out of one side of your mouth, and then out of the other side of your mouth, the third side you're eating out of the other side, you're saying that the O-line is a real problem.
You had salads all weekend and ran a bunch of times.
And a real concern.
I will just say this.
I said it
on Friday. Yeah. In Bill, we trust, right? So he's going to go to the practice squad and find like two O-linemen that haven't played a game in 3 years. And they're going to turn into all pro linemen. And then we're going to go on to play in the Super Bowl, and hopefully we win this time.
All right. Well, more on this coming up during the sports, and I'm sure during Hill Mail at 8. So you can leave a Derek the Steelers fan inspired Hill Mail voicemail message right now at 617-779-5463, and we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8 this morning. That number again is 617-779-5463. Here's a 617 text that says, can we please discuss the fact that Crazier Than Danielle has a dash cam, as she mentioned at the start of the show.
I've talked about that before.
She has mentioned that before.
I've been in a couple of accidents that were not my fault, and based on the way the accidents happened, the insurance company determined that it was my fault, so I got screwed on those. And then we drive in, you know, early in the morning, it happens all day. People, they're texting, they don't pay attention, they're cutting across lanes, so I'd rather have, you know, be able to go, if something, God forbid, happens, I'd rather be able to have proof and be like, here's what happened.
Yeah, but you drive in crazy country. 1A is the craziest road.
Please, don't get me started.
Let's just add another traffic circle in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, basically.
Why?
Yeah.
Are you filming this right now?
Thanks, Revere.
People want to know.
Without audio.
You're filming it right now?
Yes. That's with my boob pen cam.
Here's a 339 text asking if LB is using his magic 8-ball again. We're going to discuss the magic 8-ball in just a few moments. during the news.
Not today.
Let's see. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, everybody, and thank you to all the vets out there. So,
you got that right.
Before the break, you mentioned you did your rundown of all the teasers, and you forgot a chinner in the news. Somebody went to McDonald's and ordered a quarter pounder with cheese, didn't get their cheese, and is now suing McDonald's.
You're kidding.
I'll let you hang up and discuss. Thanks.
You're kidding me. I got to get more information on that.
Somebody's suing?
Yes. Well, people sue for everything. Wait till you hear the story at 7:20 of the woman who is suing her ex-boyfriend because he was especially well endowed.
Whoa.
So we'll discuss that at 7:20. Okay? That's coming up at 7:20 on today's
Nation
show.
Of Pussies report?
I already know where this is going.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by Account Temps, and it's going to be sunny to start, and then the rain is going to move in tonight. That rain may be sleet or snow, believe it or not, by late night, early morning. Temperature right now in the upper 20s in the burbs and 31 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Now, speaking of Veterans Day, I just want to offer a gigantic thank you to those of you who attended lunch with Larry on Friday. Larry is our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend who we met on this show when he was in the news. And we all went over to Larry's nursing home on Friday. And there, actually, Danielle went early to visit with Larry, so she didn't have to talk to any actual listeners.
Right. Yes, but I actually also got more FaceTime with Larry.
Wait a second. Is that code?
Yes, it is. he has the best stories, man. He is so funny and punchy. Well, like he's such a funny guy.
He's very flirtatious.
Yes.
I heard that he was very flirtatious with you.
Yes.
I was not there for that part of the meeting. Because I'd like to point out, I was off getting the lunch for everybody myself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good job,
I just want you to know, I want to thank Michael's Deli over in Coolidge Corner.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is what happened with lunch with Larry. I called up Michael's Deli and I said, hey, I talked to our buddy Steve over there and I said, hey, I want to order a whole bunch of sandwiches and coleslaw and pickles and all that stuff. And there was a guy who happened to be standing there listening on the phone. And the guy is a listener of this show.
Huh.
And he's his name is Nathan DePrimo. And don't you know that Nathan DePrimo paid for the entire lunch with Larry.
What?
With all of the veterans.
And a boy named Stack.
You're the best, Nathan.
And then we had, I don't know, probably a good 20 veterans that were there from all different ages and different branches of the service. And Larry, he was very tired at the end, but it was just a great way to honor those who have served this country. So.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody who came out on Friday, and it was awesome to be with Larry again. And he's such an incredible guy, and I don't think we'll ever have a generation like that again, unfortunately. And he is just an amazing individual. So now, as long as we're talking about Veterans Day. What is the deal with the American flags that were ripped down off of the overpass in Newton over the weekend? Because apparently it's offensive to some if you want to display an American flag in this country at this point.
Yes, this is on the St. James Street Bridge in Newton on Friday. According to the Sons of the American Legion, Post 440, five large American flags were cut and ripped down from their display on the bridge. And a day before that, there were two large and two small flags that were torn down on the bridge. The bridge, named after Frederick McLaughlin, who's a Newton native and an Army specialist who died in the Vietnam War. And Newton police say that if anyone has any information, you can certainly get in touch with them. Richard Spaulding is from the Sons of the American Legion.
These are not here to make a political statement. These are here just to honor our veterans and the fallen veterans of all our wars.
Yeah.
Just sad.
That's, it's the American flag. We all live in America. Right. It's mm-hmm. the one flag that we have for the country. And if you happen to support the flag, it doesn't mean that you're supporting any particular president,
right.
any particular political party, any particular view, any opinion. It just means that you support the country where you are lucky enough to live. So yes, it ought to be a very important intent to try to figure out who is responsible for that and hold them accountable. It is 6:34, and the news this hour is brought to you by
Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Well, the situation with the wildfires in California is just absolutely devastating. 29 people dead so far. Another 228 remain unaccounted for right now. The town of Paradise, which had a population of about 27,000, is all but obliterated.
It's, yes.
It's basically gone.
That's crazy.
Just completely gone.
Yeah.
People got evacuation orders that didn't even have time to go in their houses, get their pets, get their belongings, just nothing. It's so scary. We have some sound from a woman named Rebecca Hackett, who was driving through the Woolsey Fire on Friday in Malibu trying to get out of there. And you just, when you watch these videos, you're like, obviously, you know, the people are okay if they posted them. But
yeah,
it's amazing you can get through this. So let's listen to some of what she recorded.
Oh, my God, please, God, please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please let me out of here. Please, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Those are like the tinders,
the embers,
and yeah. the embers debris. That yeah. are that yeah. you hear coming off of her windshield, and then she gets to an area where it's perfectly clear and sunny when she's out of it, and that's absolutely awful. Absolutely terrifying. Now, for those of us who sometimes watch a teeny tiny little bit of television, I was reading that the Paramount Ranch has been destroyed. That is where they film Westworld.
Yeah.
And I also read, sad news for me, the Bachelor Mansion has also been destroyed. Yes.
No.
They're going to need to
Where are they going to put all the girls?
They're going to need to find a new Bachelor Mansion for the next season of The Bachelor.
They'll find a farm, LB, where they can just run and run and be free. You know, they'll be fine.
Just go and go and go. Go.
Sorry, the whole place burnt down, but we've got these special bikinis that you can wear that'll make you feel better.
All right, what else is in the news today, Danielle?
So a local satanic temple is suing Netflix. It's the Satanic Temple in Salem. They're suing Netflix and Warner Brothers for $150 million after a replica of a demonic statue was used without permission in a Netflix show. Lucine Greaves is the co-founder of
What show was it?
It was...
The
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay.
The new show.
And they use their statue.
They use the statue in the show.
Okay.
And they say that that's basically like a copyright infringement thing. It's our statue. You can't use it without permission.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Lucien Greaves is the co-founder of the temple.
To see something have such a large platform that could entirely overshadow the work we've done and imbue it with a new meaning and one that's destructive to the meaning we had put forward previously, it was very jarring and very upsetting.
Hmm. Oh. Well, I don't know if it's worth $150 million or not.
Of course it
that
is.
That was the bag of cash.
I'm trying to get Lucien on or somebody from the Temple of Satan there in Salem, but I don't think Satanists are morning people.
No.
I'm just guessing.
No, probably not you. They're probably not morning people.
Up all night doing orgies and sacrifices, deflowering something.
They're up late. They have to be up late sacrificing goats and deflowering virgins and things. So they sleep in sometimes. Right. Plus, the sun is a big issue. They don't like the sun in the morning. But, yeah. Maybe we could get the Satanists to be on the show later on today, like after 9 or when darkness strikes.
They're brunch people. Yeah.
Do you have more fear in your heart talking about the Satanists or Whitey Bulger?
Who are you talking about? All right. We got more news to get to, including how the largest sex robot party ever went over the weekend. We'll get to that. And then at 7 this morning, it's today's Nation of Pussies report. And if you run into an old friend today, there is one thing that you absolutely should not say to them so as to not be arrested by the politically incorrect or politically correct police or what have you. So we'll get to that one phrase that you should not say when you see an old friend at 7 during today's Nation of Pussies report. Well, somewhat confrontational, Mark Hsu is back with us after taking Friday off so he could go watch The Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch and his wife.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Even in cartoon form, right?
Just
the voice.
Now, you didn't take the day off to go do that, did you? I'm hoping that's not what happened on Friday.
I had other plans for my day off.
Disc golf. Disc golf.
Actual chores, things like that, things to get catch up on.
Has she been asking you to go see The Grinch?
Oh, since we saw the trailer.
Oh yeah. Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big fan of kids' movies, is she?
Yeah. Oh yeah. She loves all the Grinch movies. Did we really need another Grinch movie? And did he have to really be the voice of the Grinch?
Well, that's your archenemy, Benedict Cumberbatch.
I know what to do. I'm going to steal their Christmas.
I think the remaking of the films is getting to be obnoxious, but it was the number one movie this weekend, so people want to go see it.
Whatever him. I did see A Star Is Born.
Oh, you did?
Finally got around to seeing that. And yeah, all the hype, I'd say, is true.
Really?
It's a really great movie. I mean, especially if you compare it to the Kris Kristofferson one.
Yeah.
Which was like a Cannonball Run movie, basically. But yeah, Bradley Cooper
is
amazing.
He can sing, right?
Yeah, he's amazing.
He can really sing?
And Lady Gaga's great.
What's it about?
It's he's an old kind of aging rock star, discovers Lady Gaga, who's a young and upcoming talent.
Yeah.
You know who's amazing in it is Andrew Dice Clay.
Really?
He plays Lady Gaga's dad, and he's really good. You'd barely recognize him.
Really?
Yeah, he's excellent.
Yeah.
It's a really great movie.
So you recommend it?
Yeah. I also saw Bohemian Rhapsody, which was a lot of fun. As a music nerd, I had some discrepancies with it. But if you're not like a hardcore Queen fan or anything, then I think you would enjoy it.
Were you shouting the inconsistencies out in the theater in anger?
That didn't happen. That's not supposed to be at that time. That was later. Wrong album.
I would say. Do you recommend, though, going to see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's a lot of fun.
I'd like to see that. All right, it's 10 minutes before 7. And speaking of music, I teased this earlier, and then we didn't get to it during the news, and Aerosmith fans are in panic because we didn't get to it. So let me just update you on the condition this morning of Joe Perry of Aerosmith, who performed with Billy Joel on Saturday night at Madison Square Garden. Of course, Billy Joel does a residency there where he does one show a month or something.
He
gets paid $15 million or $20 million for one show a month. And Joe Perry performed with him and then went to the dressing room and was experiencing issues with shortness of breath. And the paramedics were called, and they spent about 40 minutes with him. In fact, I believe that they did a tracheotomy because he was having trouble breathing.
Wow.
And he is currently in the hospital, and they say that he is doing okay.
Awesome.
And resting comfortably. And, of course, Joe Perry is 68 years old. And had a health scare a couple of months ago with a heart thing. And much like our own Lucid Lindy.
Right over here.
Had a heart issue. But we're sending thoughts and prayers to the great Joe Perry.
Yes.
And
they gave him a tracheal tube, by the way, not a tracheotomy. So they didn't have to cut into his windpipe. They just intubated him.
Oof. All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, at some point probably... You know, it's the older you get, the harder it is to rock and roll, unless you're the Rolling Stones or Bruce. But you know, I hope he's able. He is going back out on tour, they say, next month. And
really? He's one of those guys that you know, if he stops, if he says this is it, I'm done, he's just gonna gonna end it right away.
Well, it's 68 in human years. It's 295 in rock and roll years.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up in about a half an hour, we will get to Florida, not like the rest of us. And there are a couple of very interesting Florida stories this morning. They have nothing to do with the fraudulent recount, which is going on down there. But we do have a case of a Tinder hookup that went horribly wrong for one Florida man. And we also have an incident regarding a swan floaty that went horribly wrong for a mom and her child. So we will get to all of that coming up a little bit later. It's Veterans Day today, so hopefully traffic might be a little bit light. There are some people who have the day off today. Not us. I insist that we work every single holiday.
Stop it.
And there's no days off on this show. Stop but
I'm not happy about that.
We will keep you up to date on the traffic this morning. And we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about an hour. So you can leave one of those right now on that disaster of a football game that happened yesterday that we'd all like to forget about, including Bestie and Bill and everybody else.
Yeah, we talked about this ad nauseum, Greg.
Okay, Bill. And then you can leave one on any other topic as well, and we'll play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463.
So we now know the three inductees for the 2018 Hall of Fame, Toy Hall of Fame class.
We do?
Yes, we do. Back in September, we talked about how there were 12 finalists that they had announced. But the three that are making it in, inducted this year, are Uno.
Uno. Great card game.
Yes.
Not as great as Pitch, but when it comes to branded card games, Uno, excellent card game.
Also the source of many family disagreements.
Yes. Correct.
And people not talking to each other for years.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Pinball.
What, just pinball in
general? Yeah, arcade pinball.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
That was epic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I probably shouldn't make that. I just went to make the motion to Greg with the pinball flickers, and I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
I'd probably get arrested if I did that to someone in public. And then, of course, the magic 8-ball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a classic, the Magic 8-Ball. And there are certainly some who were able to convince their friends that they were accurately predicting the outcome of lunch, of school lunch, or of some kind of a relationship or something with the use of the magic eight ball. So yes. I think the magic eight ball deserves to be in there.
Outlook good.
Yes. Outlook good, Danielle. Nobody reminded me to turn my iPod on this morning.
Oh, it's Monday. Sorry.
You guys are slipping over there. Hold on. A texter wants to know if David Lee Roth was one of the paramedics who responded to help Joe Perry. And I don't know.
Do you still
anything.
Do that?
I think he does.
Or is he back in the music biz?
I think he does.
I can see Joe Perry going, oh, no, not you. Hey, Joe!
A little under the weather.
Oh, just let me die.
We're going to have to give you a trach tube. Boise, Boise, Bop.
Let's see. This is. Oh, do you want to talk to Scott from Weymouth
nope,
or not?
Not no? really.
All right, Scott. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to talk to you.
Greg.
Sorry. All right.
Can we isolate that, Greg?
Greg.
You and I get so excited when you do that.
Greg.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
It is 6:58. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't make it to Texas this weekend for the big sex robot party.
Yeah. So they had the largest gathering of men and their sex robots ever in the United States
Greg,
over the weekend.
They're called hobbyists.
Yeah, they're called.
Okay. I bet.
Yeah. And so all of these guys, you might describe them as desperate. All of these men brought their sex robots to a weekend gathering, and apparently. Some who were there, some journalists say that it was a little bit creepy because.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you think?
Because the men were walking around and fondling the sex robot that was there with another man right in front of the guy that she was there with.
Oh, so that's accepted. That's cool at those parties.
That seems to me like it's wildly offensive. But. This thing was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.